Okay, hopefully this coffee will kick in. Welcome. Welcome to another episode of Drinking and Driving Coffee. I'm your host, Jose Rodriguez. I'm also known as No Way Jose Photography. And man, I got some good news. I got some good news for me, though. This is good. This is exciting times for me. I pitched a gallery idea to my favorite brewing company. And they freaking loved it. They loved it. So next week on Thursday, on the 5th of July, I'll be opening up my first gallery so I can show everyone my photography while they enjoy a nice craft beer. Isn't that awesome? I'm extremely excited. I'm also extremely, I don't know what the word is. It's not nervous, but anxious. I don't know, because I got a lot to do. I only have like around 8 days to get it all done, and I got tons of things to do. They gave me creative control to decorate this whole bar the way I wanted to. So I'm trying to, the top of my head, I'm trying to keep it minimalist but also attractive. So I need to figure out some stuff. I'll keep you guys posted. I made an exclusive IGTV vertical movie pitching this gallery. I pretty much just documented that whole experience and how it went. So if you're not following me on Instagram, I hope you will now if you're interested to see how I was able to pull this off, and I'll continue documenting it exclusively for IGTV and how it goes. So follow me on Instagram at No Way Jose Photography, and yeah, leave a comment, man. Especially if you heard this from Anchor, yeah, leave a comment. Be like, hey, I heard you from, you know, your latest podcast, and I'm digging your work. Anyway, speaking of IGTV, that is something I kind of wanted to talk about. IGTV, guys, what's up with that, huh? This is the newest video feature, I guess we could call it, that Instagram has updated us with. Not only you can make longer videos, but vertical movies is what they're pushing. Interesting. And a lot of people are hating on this. A lot of people are hating on this vertical movie format. Hold on. I hate when someone is on the lane that's supposed to go straight, but they want to, you know, get on the other lane, so they stop, and this lane is now completely blocked because of him. Dios mío. All right. Coffee kicking in. I really need it, man. I'm just dragging ass today. Alright, so, while I sit in this traffic, usually late to work, let's talk about IGTV. What I was saying, vertical movies. People are hating on this because, you know, it's, when there's something new, I think it's now become a natural thing to hate on the new. You know, people like, you know, they get used to the norm. They get used to what's normal. They don't like change. For example, when they took out the auxiliary cord on the iPhones, pretty much riots were happening all over the place. So now, us humans, we're used to seeing everything, you know, widescreen. You know, our TVs are widescreen, our laptops are widescreen, our freaking, you know, our eyes pretty much see widescreen. You know, we have eyes from left to right, not up and down, you know what I mean? So when someone kind of, I guess, pitches the idea, or just kind of goes with the idea of vertical movies, that's not normal. That's not what we're used to. So we're naturally going to hate it, or hate on it, I guess I should say. But not all of us. And I encourage you guys to actually be a little bit more, I guess, flexible and really give it a shot and really understand why they're doing this. I mean, think about it. You are now, today, I bet that you are on your phone way more than you are watching TV. You are on your phone way more than you are on a laptop. Hold on, I gotta cut someone off. Sure did. Shotgun. So yeah, so you're way more than you are. I'm sorry, so you are on your phone way more than you are in your laptop and your TV, you know. You are on your phone, your phone's always on you, you wake up, you know, you grab your phone, you know, you do the little morning thing in the bathroom and you're on your phone, you drink coffee and you're on your phone, and nothing against being on your phone, but I want to say that maybe 80-85% of the time you're on your phone, looking at it in a vertical way, portrait mode, or, you know, vertical, unless, you know, you're on YouTube and you want to see it bigger and then you rotate it. But I want to say it, that you're not really doing that as much as you think you are. So think about that, and now think about kind of like where we're moving, because vertical movies is not new. I mean, Snapchat has probably been like kind of a pioneer of vertical movies, as well as, you know, now Instagram stories. So we're already getting used to watching vertical movies. Now we're just going to watch it in a longer time frame, you know, 10 minutes to an hour, believe it or not. Yeah, that's right, IGTV, you can upload a movie an hour long. That's pretty much a feature. You can make a whole vertical feature movie. So that's what Instagram's doing. They want you to stay on their app longer. And the truth is, I'm already on Instagram more than I am in my other apps. You know, I'm on Instagram more than I'm on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Snapchat. Instagram is probably my number one social media app that I am on the most. If I had to say second place, it would be maybe Facebook and then YouTube. But Instagram is number one. And I'm pretty sure that Instagram is also number one for you, especially if you're in this field like that I am, in the world of photography. I mean, we want to show our content to the world. And right now, Instagram is the best place to do that. You know, Instagram and, believe it or not, Facebook is still real strong when it comes to photography. I learned that, but that's a discussion for some other time. So, what am I doing with IGTV? I mentioned earlier that I'm documenting my first gallery experience there, but that's not all. IGTV, I'm taking this opportunity, and I want to, like, kind of go hard on IGTV and vlog, I guess, in IGTV, do some Insta vlogs there, do some actual movies behind the shoot, stuff I've actually been doing already with YouTube and Facebook, but this time, you know, rotate that camera, make a vertical movie out of it, and see where it goes, you know, and then if anything, have YouTube, Facebook, Snapchat, social media, all the other social media apps, you know, kind of help direct their eyes to IGTV. The only reason I really want to do this, and the only reason I'm really, like, loving IGTV right now, is that I no longer have to direct you to my YouTube page or direct you outside of Instagram for you to see one of my movies. I could now literally promote my movie and show you the movie on one app, the Instagram app. You know, I could do everything within that app, and you will not have to leave that app. And believe it or not, that's actually a really good thing. We are, our attention span is just getting smaller and smaller. So now the fact that you don't have to leave an app to go see one, you know, some of my art, some of my work, will make you want to watch my stuff even more. I mean, that's just me thinking out loud right now. Hold on, there's some traffic here coming up. Great. Now I'm really going to be late. But yeah, and also, a lot of people are saying that Instagram is the YouTube killer, or that Instagram is going to compete directly with YouTube. Right now, it's too soon to know, but what I can tell you is that I don't think Instagram, or IGTV, I should say, is a YouTube killer. The truth is, YouTube is right now number one king of video content, for sure. And I'm 30... Well, I'm about to be 30 years old, and I can probably guarantee that YouTube will be number one when it comes to video content in my lifetime. Now, how I see IGTV is if Instagram and YouTube were happened to bump each other in the bar, and then they had a one-night stand, you know, a hate sex, and then, oops, happened. And IGTV was born. Since Instagram is the mom, she maintains custody of the kid, and YouTube kind of just hangs out. Oh, that's funny. I'm sorry, guys. It's just, you know, it's really early. Tired. I'm heading to work in traffic. So, IGTV isn't an Instagram... I'm sorry. IGTV isn't a YouTube killer. If anything, I think IGTV is just hammering another nail on the Snapchat coffin. That's what I think. Because Snapchat is now the least app I use the most. So, think about that. And yeah, that's just kind of, I just want to speak my mind when it comes to Instagram. Let me know what you guys think. Let me know what you guys are doing or what you guys would like to see with IGTV. Me, personally, I would like to be able to tag. I don't know if you can do that yet. You know, tag some stuff so people could, like, search my videos a little bit easier. I also would like to, what else did I want to do? Yeah, tag. I think tag is pretty much the biggest one I wanted to do. That's it. Because I'm sure in the future there'll be monetization, but as far as, you know, it goes now, I like it. I like it right now. And it's not going anywhere. It's here to stay. And I really encourage you to give Vertical Movies a shot. Yeah, you'll get used to it, just like we got used to everything else. Just like we got used to. No auxiliary cord. So yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all I kind of want to talk about. I keep going over time. I looked over. It's already going. This podcast is going for 12 minutes now. I really thought I would do this in 6 minutes. But it is what it is. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'm hoping to get a little bit more comfortable on the mic here. I'm hoping to get a little bit more comfortable speaking, because when I'm doing this, since it's so new to me, I feel a little awkward. I feel a little weird, and when that happens, I just start rambling, and just talking and not making sense. I'm just all over the place. You know what I mean? So yeah, hopefully I'll get more comfortable, and hopefully I'll be able to talk about certain subjects like this in an easier way. So, alright, so what's to come? Alright, tomorrow I would like to talk, I don't know, tomorrow I think I'm just going to wing it. I don't have anything really in my mind. I've been wanting to talk about IGTV for a while. What I guess I'll talk about is a little bit more of this gallery of mine, because there's a little message, and I'll end it with this. I'll end it with how I was able to pull this off. And hopefully I'll bring value to you if you're listening. And that is that I really want you guys to start doing and stop waiting for Monday. I call that song. So start on Mondays. It's a workout term, right? People say they're going to start working out on Monday, and they usually what? They usually don't. It's really rare when you see someone like, oh, yeah, I start on Monday. And if they do start on Monday, they kind of like stop during the week, you know, for some reason or whatever. I decided to like stop waiting and just start doing, you know, and I called and I contacted and I DM'd and I emailed a whole bunch of coffee shops and brewing companies to pitch them this idea, like, of if I'm able to hang my pictures and kind of have a photo gallery show of some sort. And out of like the 20 plus people I sent messages and emails, only one responded, and only one was willing to meet up. And I got rejected by pretty much all of them except that one, and that's the only one that matters. So my message to you is to just go ahead and start doing. Do it now. Get rejected now, so you can keep on working and figuring out how to do it later. Like, stop hesitating and stop thinking and just do it. Just do it. And that's pretty much the biggest message I give to you guys. And it's pretty much what I explained on my first, or I guess technically second, IGTV episode. So, I really would like you guys to watch it. Really let me know what you guys think. Follow me on Instagram at NoWayJoseyPhotography. And I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. So, you guys have a good day and enjoy that coffee of yours. Alright, now it's gone way too long. Adios.